Today's chazar is being done. Lezechenishmas habachi yecheskel shragel v'shalom ben Rav Avraham Yehuda. Seches brachas daf beis. Mishnah begins by asking when we can start saying kriya shma in the evening, and says it's from the time that the kehanim, the tamei kehanim, are allowed to eat their truma after going to the mikvah, which is, although the Mishnah doesn't say it, which is the time of tzeisach yechavim. That's the start time. The end time is the end of the first ashmura, the first section of the night, as will be explained in the Gemara later on. This is the view of Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim say it is until Chatzos. Rabbi Gamliel says it is until the morning. It once happened that the children of Rabbi Gamliel came home late from a wedding after Chatzos and asked Rabbi Gamliel if they still must say Kriya Shema, and he said absolutely. In fact, any mitzvah of the night which is limited until Chatzos is truly limited only by the morning, but it's the Chachamim who gave the time limit of Chatzos to prevent people kedei laharchik asa'odam min ha'avera. The Gemara begins by asking two questions. Number one, what is the source of saying Kriya Shema that we begin right away asking when we say? First, let's discuss what is the source. How do we know we have to say Kriya Shema? And second of all, once we are discussing Kriya Shema, why do we begin by discussing the evening Kriya Shema rather than the morning Kriya Shema? The Gemara gives the first answer of the pasuk of Beshach Becha Uvkamecha is the source for saying Kriya Shema, and it's also the source for the order, because first Beshach Becha and then Uvkamecha. Another answer with regard to the order is the fact that Briyas HaOlam in the Jewish calendar always begins with the evening, Vahi Erev, Vahi Voker, first the night, then the morning, and that's why we begin with the evening Kriya Shema. The Gemara asks that the later Mishnah, which discusses the Birchas Kriya Shema, begins by discussing the Birchas Kriya Shema for the morning Shema. And if we discuss the evening Shema first, why when it comes to the Brachas do we discuss the morning Shema first? The Gemara answers, since with regard to timing of Kriya Shema, we start with the evening, then we move to the morning. So once we're already discussing the morning, we stick to the morning, discuss the brachas of Kriya Shema of the morning, and then make our way back to the brachas of the Kriya Shema of the evening. The Gemara then asks, instead of saying the time as, describing the time as the time that the Tamei Kehanim can eat Truma, why doesn't the Mishnah just simply say Tzeisach HaKechavim? The Gemara answers that the Mishnah is teaching us a milsa agav urcha kamashmalam, that Tamei Kehanim, after going to the mikveh, are allowed to eat truma that evening at Tzeisach HaKechavim. They do not have to wait until the following morning when they bring a carbon, meaning that a mechusar carbon, mechusar kippurim, is allowed to eat truma. The Gemara asks that there's a brisa that says that the time for Kriya Shema is the time that the poor people begin eating their supper, which the Gemara assumes is a little bit earlier in the evening than Tzeisach HaKechavim, just based on the fact that the poor people don't have candles and therefore have to eat a little bit earlier when there's still some light. It seems to be that this brisa cannot share the view of our Mishnah. The Gemara says that no, it may be that that's actually one and the same. The two times are one and the same. The time that the aniyim eat their dinner is the same time of Tzeisach HaKechavim, the same time that the kehanim are allowed to eat their truma after going to the mikveh. The Gemara said another brisa says, the machlekes between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, where Rav Meir says the Shema is said from the time that people in general begin eating their dinner on Friday evening Shabbos, their Suda Shabbos, and the Chachamim say it's a time that the Kehanim are allowed to eat the Truma. Now the Gemara feels that the people in general include the time that the poor people eat their dinner. So, and the fact that that is considered to be an argument with the Chachamim who say that is the time that the Kehanim can eat their truma shows that they're two different timelines. You can't say that they're the same time period because there is a machlokes as to whether we follow the regular people eating dinner or the Kehanim being able to eat their truma. The Gemara says that no, it's the regular people refer to people besides the poor people. Poor people actually begin eating the same time as the Kehanim are allowed to eat truma at Tzeis, although regular people on the Friday, on the Suda Shabbos on Friday evening, maybe begin a little bit earlier. The Gemara asks from another Raisa, where there's a five-way machlokes as to when we may begin saying Kriya Shema in the evening. And two of those shitas are, one is Rabbi Yeshua, who says that it's the time that the Kehanim are allowed to eat their truma after going to the mikveh. And Rabbi Chanina says it's the time that an Ani begins to eat his supper. Clearly then, it's not the same time, because if they are the same time, what's the machlokes? So it must be that they're not the same time. If they're not the same time, going back to the earlier Brisa that says that we begin saying Krishma at the time that the poor people begin to eat their dinner, is actually in Machlekes with our Mishnah, who says that it's the time that the Kahanim are allowed to eat their Truma.